Thank you for being part of our study today. We are in the 144,000 and the 70-week prophecy, part 3. We have been studying about the 144,000 for a specific reason. The 144,000 is a very important group of people that Yahweh will be using in the last days. They are similar to Job. They are similar to people that Yahweh has brought to perfection. Similar to Enoch, who was translated. Similar to Elijah. Now, when we think about these different people, we need to consider their experiences, so that we might be able to understand those that walk close with Yahweh, what is expected and what happens to them. This prosperity gospel has nothing to do with the Bible, really. This is some distorted version of what people are into. Well, let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank Thee for Your mercy and Your grace that You have granted to us this wonderful day. Give us wisdom and guidance as we move through the day. Help us to understand Your will and Your way. Help us understand Your words. Let not be my words, but Your words. Let the people be able to hear Your voice. They might be able to speak to their heart. That we might be able to draw closer to Thee. And be servants of the Most High and living Elohim. Amen. Okay. We had studied about the 144,000 in two parts already. This is part number 3. As we're approaching the Passover, which will be in 2 more days. And then we begin with the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Now, this is interesting because the Feast of Unleavened Bread also represents the 144,000. Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll get into that as we get into understanding the 144,000 a little better. Okay. Here we have read, we've been studying about those who are sealed. We had finished the 7 points on last day events, Daniel chapter 9, the 70 weeks. And we found out that when is the 70 weeks fulfilled? We found out that the European version, and I've monopolized on what they call the Judo-Christian philosophy, theory, doctrine, whatever they want to call themselves. They have just tried to brand themselves as the Judo-Christian, or Judeo, and referring to the Jews, or referring to Judah. The European Jews have nothing to do with Judah. Okay, the European Jews is a counterfeit. Okay, then they say that they're Judo-Christian, and then they say, okay, now we're also the believers of Christ, or those who believe that they are following Christo, that's the real word, okay, and following, if you speak to a Spanish person and ask them what the word Jesus means, that means Jesus, so if you worship in Zeus. And so they have branded themselves as the only true believers of the Bible, as the only people who could interpret it, instead of ones who have the legacy, but that's all false because it has nothing to do with the European Jews. It has nothing to do with what you see on TV and what you see in the movies. You'll be seeing new movies out about Jesus and Jesus and all of these different things, okay? You just saw gods and kings, which is supposed to be the Exodus, all white people again. A total misrepresentation of scriptures. Then earlier, 2014, they came out with Noah, which was total distortion of the word. So you have all of these different things that they are propagating to brainwash and control. I was just thinking, I was flying back from a conference this week, and when I flew back, I realized I was looking down on the ground from high up during the day, and it looked like the houses and everything, the roads and all of that, looked like a circuit board. And I mentioned that to someone. They said, yeah, that's correct. It looked like a circuit board. If you open up a computer, if you open up a phone, or if you open up anything, you'll see it looks like a circuit board looking from the sky. Then the question was, is everything designed like a circuit board? Is these communities designed that way with their roads, which would be, you know, like lines? These roads, you have input, they travel, you know, your food on it, they travel, all the transportation, everything is, you know, so that the people can survive in these cities and out of the cities and from the farms. All of these different things are set up, these networks. And that's what computers are called, inside their networks. You can tune in and turn on anything you want. So if you turn on your radio with just circuitry, it'll have an input of volume wherever you put it, and also it's tuning in from what's out in the air. That's the input. It's going to output and give you, guess what, a sound of whoever is speaking, whoever they are. So I just was looking at this as a black box. You know, you have an input, then you have whatever is going on in the circuitry, and it's giving an output. And I was just thinking that the input is the information that they're giving us. The output is, you know, that the black box is social engineering. They're socially engineering us just like a computer, in essence. We're nothing but like a computer in their system. And then when we come out, wow, we're brainwashed and we just follow the master wherever he will take us. Slave master, that is. The slave master today is the rich folk, or the people who are wanting to make merchandise of your soul. Now, I was also thinking that the people who have power, you know, the people who have real power, are the religious people, is the religious leaders, is the priests. They're the ones that people are going to listen to. And so they're in bed, the church is in bed with the state. Church and state, even though we say we're separate, but you know, you're incorporated in the state as a 301c3 or whatever they want to call that. And wow, you're in bed with the state, just as the Bible says, that the whole world wandered after the beast, and everyone is drunk by the wine of the wrath of her fornications. The kings of the earth are made drunk through the wine of her wrath. And I'm like, wow, this whole system that where every city is inputted with their information, and we're just beings just coming out. Wow. I saw this and it was like, wow, this is where we are, folks. Okay. Now, so the same way it works with how does Yahweh want to work with us? We're like a black box, basically. And we're just a being that can be used in either way. We can be used by Yahweh, and we have to be used by Him fully. Knowingly, we have to be knowingly accept Yahweh's will. I know we're always wanting to wish that the prosperity gospel to give, 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 me, and accept Yahweh like a Santa Claus. He's just supposed to give you whatever you want. Okay, that's the European Christo, Judeo-Christian world. Okay, some of them believe that. Okay, so when we look here at this, as we discussed last week, if you haven't heard last week, you need to listen to it. Okay, part two. At the end, we talked very clearly that we're like a black box in essence. Okay, just like the circuitry. We are a circuitry. There is no question about that. The circuits that are built by computers are all mimicking our circuitry of our brain and how we think. And that's what's called artificial intelligence. Some people say they're using neural networks, your nervous system is modeling after that. So we have, everybody's trying to copy us, okay? And so they put information in, as I mentioned to you earlier today, of miseducation, misinformation, and then you respond. That's what propaganda is. It's you responding and acting out according to someone else's will, their will, to will and to do of their good pleasure. Now, that's what the Bible says is actually happening with us. That we will and do of whose good pleasure? It's not our good pleasure. But is it our good pleasure? Yes. We're following after the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. The two are contrary, one to the other. So we have to decide, what do we want? Do we want to follow the spirit, or do we want to follow the flesh? It's a struggle. He told us it would be a struggle. So let's not try to deceive ourselves, as it is not a struggle. But it is most definitely a struggle. And we have to determine, and we have to fight the good fight of faith. The good fight of faith. Don't think that you're exempt from any of this. No, none of us are exempt. We all have to fight this fight. It says the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. The two are contrary one to the other. And so that's where we find ourselves today. That we find ourselves warring or trying to fight this fight. That we have. The Bible tells us that that our will, that we're held captive at the will of Lucifer. Did you know that? That's where we are. We're held captive at his will. And that's what we were saying earlier. We can be held captive at Yahweh's will, or we can be held captive at Lucifer's will. Okay, you might be saying, what? Who? What? Okay, well, let's read it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 26. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. And that's where we find ourselves. We find ourselves held captive at the will of Lucifer. You really want to hear that? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26. And that they may recover themselves. How do we recover ourselves? By yielding ourselves to Yeshua. That's how we recover ourselves. And Yahweh recovers us. That's what's called reconciliation. Recovering ourselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will, not our will, but his will. So that's why Yahshua said for us that he is not doing his will, but he's doing the will of the Father. Did you know that? That's what he did. He gave up his will so that he might be an example to us. And we have two choices. We can be held captive at the will of Lucifer, which we are, or we can be held captive at the will of the Messiah. Okay, we can do his will or we can do our will. Look at that in John chapter 5, verse 30. I can of my own self do nothing. Do you hear this? The Messiah say he can do nothing. And that's what we can. We have to come to the point that we realize that we can do nothing without him. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will. What did he say he did? He does not seek his own will, but the will of the Father, which had sent me. So that's the point that we have to be at. We have to be at the will to give up our will to Yeshua. Because our will otherwise is held captive at the will of Satan. That's when we become totally possessed. That's what this whole thing is about. Who will we yield and who will we let in our lives, in our thoughts, in our moments? Think about it. Let's take a break and hear from our sponsors.
That the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Sure. Thank you for coming back and being part of this wonderful study. We are entered into a new field of existence, a new field of what's really going on. And so we were reading, we had been studying, excuse me, about how we are nothing but a circuitry, just like a computer system, okay? And we have things that go in and go out, and we have to try to understand it. And that's what we're trying to do. So, I know some people might not want to believe that they're nothing but a giant computer, you know, circuitry. That's your choice. You don't have to believe anything, but in reality, that's what we are. And that's what everything is trying to copy. So the issue is, what will we have controlling us? Whatever you put in your mind, whatever is there, is getting to you all the time. So you can be filled, everybody's figured this out, that you can fill your mind with propaganda. You can fill your mind with propaganda, and you will yield yourselves to this world. And eventually you will be yielding yourself over to Lucifer. Okay? And we read it, that you will be held captive at the will of Satan, taken who are taken captive by him at his will. That's the goal of the God of this world. Okay? And he knows that the way he can get you is through propaganda, brainwashing, miseducation, and that's just what he does very well. Okay? And he has used the Western world to propagate this propaganda in this essence as it relates to spirituality and existence and why you're here on the planet Earth. Okay? So, we are trying to go back to find out what it is, the real deal. This is why we're studying In Search of Truth with Dr. Emmanuel. That's what we're doing. We're in search of truth that has been hidden. It's the goal. Okay? And so that's what we're trying to find, this goal. So far we've been able to see that the bottom line is for him to be reproduced in us. So we can have Lucifer reproduced in us. That's what the end goal is. That's what the mark of the beast is all about. You'll receive a mark of the beast in your right hand and your forehead. That means you'll be controlled by everything that you do, which represents your hand. In your mind, you will have the mind of what? The mark of the beast in your head. So that means that you will be, really, that you will be held captive at the will of Satan. Okay? And the other one is that you'll be in 144,000 with Yahweh's name will be written in your forehead. So you have one or the other is going to be controlling your mind, feeding you information. This is the information age. So if you sit down and watch the History Channel, watch the movies, watch all that they got, they are teaching you a lie. Simple. So now, how do we counter this? Oh, we counter this by reading the Word. We talked about this before. We counter this by engulfing the Word, listening to the Word. Going by the on your car, when you're cleaning, when you're working out, when you're doing whatever, instead of listening to music, you're listening to the Word of Elohim. When I get my car, I have automatically, it's not even an option. I don't even turn on the radio. It's just automatically I press and the CD comes on. Usually right now we're studying Job. Job is pretty serious as it relates especially to the 144,000. That's what we will have to experience. That's the experience of Yahweh's people. It's not the prosperity gospel experience, which everyone wants. That is not what he's giving to us. We are dealing specifically with the gospel of peace, the gospel of the 144,000 perfected people, that we become his holy instrument, his temple, the temple of Elohim. Now, let's get finished with these few points, okay? It says that the 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and the holy city, okay? Now, who is his people? That's the first question. If you don't know who his people is, then they'll tell you, you know, that I'm going to Jerusalem today, and that's what we're talking about. Okay, is that really what we're talking about? No, that's not what we're talking about. Okay, that's European Jews who didn't come into existence until 700 years after the death of the Messiah. So there's 200, there's 700 years too late, okay, on that realm. Okay, so it says 70 weeks. This is Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. 70 weeks is determined upon thy people, Daniel's people. Who are they? The true biblical Israelites. Okay? Now, let's see what things are determined upon us. That's who we are. That's us. Okay? Okay? These 7 points are brought to complete fulfillment in 144,000. Then the vision and prophecy are sealed up. So these prophecies and everything are sealed up until the 144,000 are revealed. The vision and prophecy are sealed up when the 144,000 are sealed up until that time. So people won't know who are the true biblical Israelites. Wow, that's happening. It says that, you know, this division and the prophecy is sealed until the time of the end. That's what the book of Revelation that we talked about before, Revelation chapter 5, he had a scroll in his hand and it was sealed with 7 seals. And the 7 seals is the 7 seals of the book of Revelation. And this book that he's holding in his hand in chapter 5 is the book of Daniel that was sealed. Seal up the prophecy, seal up the vision. For it is not for your time. It's not until the time of the end when it's unsealed. So in the 144,000 being revealed, they will be the ones that will be living during the sealing of the one of the 7 seals of the book of Revelation, of Daniel. Revelation says it reveals. What does it reveal? It reveals what is sealed. What is sealed? The book of Daniel. This right here. Okay, so people would misunderstand this, understanding this prophecy, and this prophecy be sealed to the end. And that's what it says here. Then the vision and the prophecy are sealed up. The vision and the prophecy are only unsealed when 144,000 are sealed. So when he unseals the 7 seals, then he reveals to the world who the 144 or who are the true biblical Israelite people. Because the people that we're seeing today are not. As the Bible says, that they say they are Jews but are not. Okay, so there is the counterfeit. Are sealed with Yahweh's name written in their forehead. So we have 2 groups. One with Yahweh's name written in their foreheads in the last days, and those that are sealed. And those that are written with Yahweh's forehead, they had given their will up to him. Just like Yeshua said, that I can do of myself nothing. What I hear, I judge. But I do the will of the Father that sent me. So that's what these people are. And they say in the 144,000, it lists that they follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. And he goes to the cross. He goes to death. He goes to giving up himself. He gives himself up freely, 100%. That's what we're called to do. If you're not willing to give yourself up, if you don't want to give yourself up, then you're not ready. You can't be in the 144. But this is his true goal. His true goal is to totally reflect himself in us. Wow. And that's what the sealing means. And that's why he says in these 7 points, he says that the 144,000 are sealed with their father's name written in their hand for. Then and only then will it be clear that Yahweh has determined to us, the true biblical Israelite Hebrews, what is he going to determine for us in 70 weeks? 70 weeks is determined upon that people. So 70 weeks he's going to have us live with his seal in his forehead. 70 weeks is the time frame, I assume now, of the last days of the trumpets and seals, plus I'm not sure all of that, but that's what the critical time frame is. It's not 7 years, it's 70 weeks. That in the last days that this is going to be, as he says, there'll be a time of trouble that was ever since. Okay? So we can only, the true Israelite people, that's why it says, if it was possible, that no flesh would be saved. That's what Matthew says. That after you go through this knowledge, no one will be saved. No one will exist. But he says he'll cut it short before the people about. So he's going to cut it short to 70 weeks. That's it. 490 days will we be able to live without a mediator, heaven, or the Day of Atonement, when that fully comes. But let's take a break and hear from our sponsors again.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Phenomenal.
Okay, we are back. Back and rocking and rolling. Yes, this is very interesting. This is a very interesting study. Okay. You have just identified very clearly how the seal fit in. Okay. And then in Revelation chapter 5, which we've read before. Okay, so now he has to reveal to the world who these people are. Now they hate you. He says, if they hated me, they'll hate you. If you was of the world, they would love you. Because you're not of the world, they hate you. And people don't know why they hate black people. The people don't know why they hate us. So it's real clear why they hate us. We even hate ourselves. How about that? We kill ourselves. We do all of these horrible things to each other because we have been educated through the system. Remember, if you put the word of you, you're feeding your inner man. He can get stronger and stronger and stronger such that he can be able to see what's going on, and Yahweh can reveal things to you. But if you are filling your mind and soul totally with the world and the system that they have, then you will totally, you know, be ensnared by the devil and then held captive at his will. Or we can be held captive at the will of Yahweh, and we give that up freely. The other is by force. He tricks us and brainwashes us into his world. But to accept Yahweh and to follow his will, this is something we have to give up freely. That's why Yeshua said that my will is not to do my will, but the will of the Father that sent me. So, what are we trying to do? What is the goal here? Then, only then will it be clear that Yahweh has determined to us, the biblical Hebrews, African Hebrew Israelites, one, to finish the transgression in their lives. So that's the first thing he's doing. He's asking us to finish the transgression. We know if we got to sin, but that has to one day come to an end. And so are we willing to yield ourselves? That's what this whole journey is about, of sanctification, being able to yield more and more, and asking him to put it in our minds. And the only way that that'll be put in our minds as we constantly feed our minds with the word, so that we are transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you're transformed into the world, into becoming at the snare of Lucifer through propaganda, or you're filling your mind with the word of Yahweh, and he's transforming you into his image. There is no middle ground. Which one will you be transformed? Transformed by the renewing of your mind through the word, transformed by the renewing of your mind into the snare of Lucifer through propaganda and brainwashing, into believing a lie that we might be damned because we love not the truth. Point two, to make an end of sins in their lives. That's what it's all about. He's trying to, we sin now, yes, but he's trying to bring us to the point of a desire that that's what we want. Not a desire to be rich, the prosperity gospel, no. A desire to make an end of sin in their lives. Point three, to make reconciliation for iniquity through them. So we will be examples, 144,000 will be examples that people will see. And then they will see that this is how we are reconciled to him. This is how we are brought back to him. Point four, to bring in everlasting righteousness with the ushering in of the 1,000 year reign, the millennium, the reign of the Messiah. Revelation chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. Number five, once they are sealed, the vision and the prophecy are sealed up, completed, finished. And that's where everything has been meeting. Once you see the vision and the prophecies that are open and hidden are now unsealed. And now the seven last plaques can be poured out on you. And Yeshua, who has been for the last 2,000 years interceding for us in heaven, can now leave his high priest role as it's revealed in the book of Hebrews. Okay, see, you have to understand how all the Bible ties together, not these pieces that people make up, but the bottom line is atonement being one with the Messiah. Once they're sealed, that's the vision and the prophecies are completed. They're sealed up. They're finished. They're completed. Point six, the most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary is anointed with the glory of Yahweh. We read that in Revelation 15, verses 5 through 8. As they were in the days of Moses, found in Exodus chapter 40, verses 33 through 36. And also at the time of Solomon, in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. And number seven, since we truly become the temple, since we are, and truly we are the temple of Yahweh, then we become Yahweh fully living in us. For he says that he that destroys the temple of Yahweh, him shall Yahweh destroy. For ye are the temple of Yahweh, and ye are holy. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Then the glory of Elohim's anoints, the glory of Elohim anoints 144,000 mind, body, and soul, therefore permeating the intersection of their inner being, of the inner recesses of our soul, which is sometimes referred to as the most holy place in an individual. That's what we are. That's what he's going to anoint, the anointing of the holy temple in heaven and anointing of his spirit in us, such that nothing can dwell in us. Remember, when the smoke filled the temple, that nothing can dwell in there. No priest can dwell in there. Nobody can dwell in there. Only the glory of Yahweh fills the house totally. And so that's where it says the most holy place will be anointed, that our whole being, we are the temple of Elohim, our whole being, when we receive his will, when we, when 144,000 are sealed, then that's when they are sealed in their forehead with the glory of Yahweh and their entire being, their existence, their being out Yahweh. The glory of Yahweh will be seen like in the time of Moses. That Yahweh will be seen again at the time of Yeshua, when he was taken on the Mount of Transfiguration, where he will fully possess this entire being, this temple. And the world will seriously not see us ever again. But him shall be seen. Shall be seen. This is what the 70 weeks is about. It isn't about no terror. It isn't about all this other stuff. No, it is the revealing of his people. That's why he says 70 weeks of the term. He's been trying since the beginning of time with Adam and Eve to reveal this. He has been trying to reveal this to Enoch. He has been trying to reveal this to everybody. Moses, he tried to reveal it. He tried to reveal it with Elijah. He's constantly trying to reveal himself to us. Let us not be tricked. Let us not be fooled into believing a lie that we might be there because we love not the truth. Let's embrace this truth. Reject the truth of the prosperity gospel. Accept the truth of allowing Yahweh to want, so yet Yahweh to take over your very essence and being. Let's get our last commercials for our sponsors.
colors. Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Thank you for coming back and being part of this study. This is the last phase. Here we find, as one can see, these people are sealed with Yahweh's name written in their foreheads. Yahweh is completely reproduced in them, and the glory of Yahweh is shown through them and in them. Because point seven was that the Most Holy shall be anointed. The most holy temple of the residence of our very soul and thoughts will either be filled with the glory of Elohim, the temple, with your Shekinah glory. We will be reflecting his image totally, and the world will not see us, but see the Messiah in us. And that's what the Bible says. That's what the goal is. Not you, but Yeshua being revealed in you. Or, on the other side, that you will be fully reflecting Yahweh to the world, and they will hate you. Why will they hate you? Because they hated Yeshua. And so you will be, they will be filled with, or as we read earlier, that they will be held captive, by the snare of Satan, that they were held captive by the will of Satan. So you'll be held captive by the will of Satan or by the will of God. There is no in between. Anyone who's in between must be put to death. So, to save you from yourself, to save you at the end, Yahweh will have to put you to sleep. That's death. So that you will not have to endure this time of tribulation and time of agony. Because it is going to be very furious. And only those who have prepared and are strong enough to go through this time will be able to go through. Otherwise, he says he'll put you to sleep. Now, that doesn't mean that you're lost because you're put to sleep. It just means that he has to put you to sleep because you have not developed a character and have not been prepared to go to live without a mediator for 70 weeks. You won't be able to do that. So he says that blessed are they that die in Yahweh, for they work through fire. So you don't have to worry about, you know, that. You'll be all right. Yahweh will still save you. You just can't make the 144. You can't make the final cut, as they would say. That's the final cut. That's a superstar team that he must reveal to the world, because they have, they're going to come into full wickedness of his highest order. So there will be a clash, a war, the war of Armageddon, that of the word, like what we're doing now, the word of what the word is really saying versus the caliphate. There will be a war in that. There will be a war in the reflecting of the image. Right now we see a lot of people shooting and killing each other, the black people, the people of color, whatever. They're killing each other, they're robbing each other, they're copying after the Western world's lifestyle. Capitalism is ripping people off the entire planet. That's why it says the little beast of Revelation. And the church is the woman who rides the beast. And that's the two riding each other. So, be careful. This is a message. Are you really ready to follow Yahweh? Are you really ready? Do you really want to follow this message? All right, well then let's see. Let's read on. From page number 34, I think, of the book, the book called the Bible, Sabbathical Foundation. Okay? They allow Yahweh to develop their character so that they could have the character of Yahweh and the mind of the Messiah. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. And they must be merged. Get that merged. Merge with Elohim. The two have become one, making one new being. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. Now, when we talk about the feast of unleavened bread, okay, leaven means sin. So, unleavened bread is a time where the 144,000 will no longer have sin in their life. They reach the point such that sin is, or leaven is purged out the old leaven, so you will be a new one. And so that's what the Feast of Unleavened Bread is. When we come down here and we're related to the feast all represents something. We talked about that before. If you didn't get it, go back and listen to our feast days. But the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which we're about to enter into. And the Feast of Passover is one day. And then the following day, for 7 days, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And that's the time that I believe that the 144,000 will be perfected. And sealed. So that they might be able to preach the gospel to the world, teach people of what means of who he is and what the real deal is. And so I believe that's what the Feast of Unleavened Bread is here to represent. That is the only spring feast, that's where we are now in spring, the spring feast. That's the only spring feast that has pertained to the last days. All the other feasts have been fulfilled. And as our Passover lamb has been fulfilled, and as the way she for him goes back to heaven has been fulfilled, Pentecost was fulfilled in the book of Acts. And so now, after that, we pick up with the other feasts, or holy days, or holidays, or whatever you would like to phrase these terms. We have not yet received the atonement. Okay, so that's how the Feast of Unleavened Bread, I said I would mention that too. They are virgins. They were virgins. And you may ask, what does this mean? According to Romans chapter 7, a non-virgin wife is bound to the law of the husband as long as he lives. Romans says, we are married to Lucifer. And as we sit here in this world, and we are the children of disobedience, as we sit here and as we be brainwashed more and more, then we be held snare at Lucifer and being held captive at his will. We are married to Satan when we are born and are in Satan's and under Satan's law. And the law of sin, which is the law of sin and death. That's where we're born. Did you know that? We're born in this sinful flesh. Under the law, Satan's law. The law of sin and death. So if one is a virgin, then one is not under the law of sin, but is free from the law of sin and death, according to Romans chapter 8. Says, if we walk in the Spirit, we are free from the law of sin and death. They were not following the world, but the Lamb of Elohim, which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:29. They were not defiled or corrupted with woman, which means the tradition and dogmas, the traditional dogma teachings that come from the mother of harlots, the European Judo-Christian Church. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. And their daughters, the Protestants, protesters, because they became part. And they will hate us because you become part of the divine nature. And then you become partake of the divine nature, which allows them to escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. And the Bible talks about all of this. Nor were they drunk or socially engineered with the wine of Babylon. Revelation chapter 17, verse 2. The miseducation propagated by the authorized sanctioned scholars in schools, universities, and churches. Okay, I just read to you some heavy stuff. Now the question is, do you understand? Let's break this down. I wanted to move forward, but it would make no sense. Okay. Let's look at these scriptures here. One second. Just so that we can get a feel of what's really going on. Okay. So, let's try this again. This paragraph before it says, come out of her, my people. Because that's what the next step is. Come out of her, my people. Why is Yahweh calling us out? He's calling us out from this world so that we can stop being brainwashed through the information age. Brainwashing our minds, our soul, our being, such that it craves, we crave the law of sin, we crave the flesh, we crave the different things. That's why so many people overweight, because they're so degraded. Okay, let's look at this again. Sorry. I don't want to run through this too fast, because this paragraph here it expounds a lot of things that we've been talking about over the last year. Let's try this again. As one can see, the people are sealed with Yahweh's name written in their foreheads. And we said, now you have two choices. You could have Yahweh's name written in your forehead, or you could be held captive at the will of Satan. Okay, we've read that, but that's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 26. Okay, then Yahweh is completely reproduced. Get this word, completely reproduced in them. He's not partially reproduced. He is not, you know, quarter. No, he either takes all or none. He's selfish. He's a jealous element. He wants it all or none. He does not want this piecemeal. Does not want this half-heartedness. That's why he talks about the Laodicean church, which is half-hearted, wrong. And then what does he do? He doesn't accept them. He spews them out of his mouth. So he wants the complete reproduction. Yahweh is completely reproduced in them. And when he is completely reduced in them, and how is that? That they give their will to him. Because if we don't give our will to him, then we're taken captive at the will of Satan. So you decide, whose will do you want? Now, who is the greatest enemy? We are our greatest enemy because we want to hold on to our will. Yeshua, who came down from heaven, could not hold on to his will. How do you think that we can hold on to our will? He says that he does not will. So that we have to come to the point that we will yield up everything to will and do with his good pleasure. Now, this is not an easy experience. This is not an overnight choice. This is an experience of a lifetime. This is what's called sanctification. That's why the earlier you give your heart to Yahweh, the longer, if you're in the truth, not if you're listening to this garbage. If you're in the truth, you're trying to struggle, you're trying to understand Yahweh, we pray. That's what Yeshua said. Yeshua was wrestling with his own will of the flesh, when he was at, before he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he says, Father, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. So this is the cup that he is trembling holding, of going through this ordeal with his flesh. The sinful flesh is crying out, no way, man, we are not going to give this up, no way. And he has to give and yield all to his. And that's where we are. We have we are going to be wrestling. That's what the 144 festival is. That's what Job was wrestling through. That's what we will be wrestling. We'll be going through the similar experience like Job. You hear me? Job was perfect. And that's the experience Job went through. So we will go through that similar experience. Get it? This is no flowery beds of ease, as the prosperity gospel would have you to believe. No, no. There's a cross for all of us to bear. And we must. So that he can be reproduced in us. Now notice what John chapter 15, verses 18 through 25 says. Now this is what he's saying. He says he's going to be reproduced in us. His glory is going to be shown to us, to the world, through him. Now what will happen? Do you think that is glorious? Let us read to see how glorious this is. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. So what are we supposed to be? Are we supposed to get deeper into this stuff? No, we're supposed to be pulling ourselves out. Are we supposed to be getting more of the information via technology? No, we're supposed to be getting more of the word of Yahweh. No, we're supposed to be either transformed by the renewing of our minds, or we're being transformed into the image of Lucifer, or into the image of Yahweh. There is no in between. But I have chosen you out of this world. Therefore, the world hates you. The world what? Hate you. If the world loves you, then you're nothing. If they kick Jesus out of the church, did they kick John the Baptist out of the church? Did they kick Moses out of the church? Did they kick Joshua out of the church? Come on. Do you want to hold these positions? You want to be big time? And you just see for yourself. You ain't big time. You big time. Big time into big time deception. The propaganda. Get yourself together. Check it out. Verse 20. Remember the words that I say unto you. This is not me. The servant is not greater than his or than his master. Are you greater than your own? Are you better than your children? Are you supposed to, he's supposed to suffer and you're not? You're supposed to live this glorious life of prosperity. God, you can be deceived. You can be deceived. These moral, what would they call it? Maker churches. All this stuff. Please. Remember, the world that I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Now, who persecuted you? The church of the world. Did the Romans persecute Yeshua? No. It was the church. The church was the only ones who was persecuting Yeshua and John the Baptist. They're the only ones that persecuted Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah. The church is the ones who's always persecuted. What do you think? The European pagan church is not different? The Judo-Christian church is no different? Be not deceived. Said, if they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they have kept my sin, they will keep yours also. But, now, you will get thrown out of church for preaching this truth. You got that right. But all these things will they do unto you. Why? For my name's sake. Now, I heard somebody tell me that somebody told them that they could not speak the name of Yeshua in church. You could not call him by his original name. You must call him Jesus. Now that is insane. Now you need to leave. Anybody tell you that, you need to get up and walk out of that church quick. Because they're telling you, you do not want to hear the truth. You hear me? Wow. I mean, that's amazing. If I had not, then it says, but all these things they will do unto you. Why? For my name's sake, because they have not known. If they do not know, because they know not him. That's it. That's it. They don't know the Father. They don't know God. If I had not come and spoken unto you, they had not said. So if we not given the message, the 144,000 have given the message, then they don't say. But now they have more cloak for their sins. So as we speak this, as we're in search of truth, they will have no more cloak for their sins. He that hated me hateth my Father. But if I had not done among them the works which none of them did, they had not saved. But now they have both seen and hated me and my Father. So when you reveal the total Yahweh totally to them, when that actually happens, when you are revealed that you are completely reproduced to them in the world, and the glory of Yahweh is being revealed to them in the world, what do you think is going to happen? Yes, it will be serious. And that's why he says they may see that, okay, and they had not sinned if they didn't see. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. So when the 144 comes up, they will hate us to the max. But this cometh to pass that the world might be, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. So if you understand why people hate us, why black people hate black people, why white people hate black people, why does the system hate black people, why is the church lying to the black people, why do they hate that black Jesus, why do they hate the truth, why do they hate in the media the truth of revealing who the true biblical people are through the history channel, why do they constantly come up with these movies that are lies and that a misrepresentation of the people of the Bible. Why do they have these Bible commentaries that enslave black people? Because they hate them. Why? Because we reveal to them who we are. That is happening. Okay. It's completely reproduced and shown in them. So that's what the whole Yahweh is completely, not partially, completely reproducing them. And the glory of Yahweh is shown in them like in the days of him. You will have to hide your face. They will flee from you. They have become one with Elohim. We will reproduce in him, one with Elohim. That is what our goal is. Not how much money we can have, not how much mega churches we can have, not how many cars we can have, not the American dream, which is an American lie. No, none of that. Therefore, Yahweh has completed the atonement. We become one with him. We are reconciled with him. We're held captive at the will of Yahweh, not the will of Satan. They have been merged with Elohim. What does merge mean? That you become one, literally. And the two have become one, making one new being. That's what it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. They allowed Yahweh to develop their character so that they could have the character of Elohim and the mind of the Messiah. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. That this mind be in you, which was also in Yeshua. See how this is all coming together? This is what it's all about. It's not about all this money. It's not about the God. It's not about the prosperity. It has nothing to do with it. They are virgins. And you may ask, what does that mean? That they are virgins. According to Romans chapter 7, no, a non-virgin wife is bound to the law of her husband as long as he lives. Romans says we are married to Satan when we are born and under the law of Satan, the law of sin, the law of death, which is in our marriage. So if one is a virgin, then one is not under the law of Satan, not married to Lucifer, not under the law of sin and death, but is free from the law of sin and death. Read Romans chapter 8. It says, if we walk in the Spirit, we are free from the law of sin and death. Or it says, there is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Yeshua Messiah. This is the one to fully reproduce. For the law of the Spirit of life, the law of who? The law of the Spirit of life in Yeshua, the Messiah, which now dwells in you, has made me free from the law of sin and death. So that's how Yeshua got freedom from this law of sin and death. He had the law of the Spirit of life guiding him and the Father and emanating his will and his thoughts. That's how he got the victory, and that's how we will get the victory today. There is no other way to get the victory. They were not following the world, the God of this world. They were not following that, but they were following the Lamb of Elohim, which taketh away the sin of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. They were not defiled or corrupted with woman, which means, so there's two women here. We're talking about one woman, don't want to get you confused. There's one woman who are virgins, they are virgins, okay? And that they are not defiled by the doctrines of the church. And then you have this other one who are, it says, not defiled by woman, okay? And not defiled by the church. Okay, and so then you have this other one who is, they were not defiled or corrupted with woman, which means the traditions and dogma teaching that comes from the churches today. It's called in Revelation chapter 17, verse 5, read it for yourself, the mother of fathers. And in her name is written, abominate mother or father, abomination of beer. So that means if she's a mother, that means she has daughters. Who are her daughters? The Catholic Church and the Church Triumphant, or the Church, what they want to call Church Universal, is them, their daughters, is who came out that protested against. The daughters protested against Obama, just like the hippies protested against this capitalism. And the daughters came out, and they were called the Protestants, and they were fighting against all of this. But as time went on, now they became one again with the mother of Obama. So it don't matter what denomination you're, all of them are the daughters or the mother of Harvest. That's all it is. And her daughters, because they became part, because we become part of the divine nature, which the Bible tells us, we become part naked of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And that's how we do it, by becoming part of his divine nature, by becoming Yahweh, his full glory, by completely reproducing in him, by being merged with Yeshua the Messiah, by becoming a new creature in you, Yeshua. These are all the words you keep saying over and over and over and over. Nor were they drunk through the social engineering of the wine of Babylon. Read Revelation chapter 17, verse 2. The whole world is drunk. The whole world is following capitalism. The whole world is following America. The whole world is following the beast. The whole world is following Protestants. The whole world is following Catholicism. The whole world is trying to follow the European pagan Christian world. And it says, through the wine, you're drunk, you don't even realize. Yeah, there's something wrong with our churches. Yeah, there's something, there's nothing we can do about it. Yes, there is something we can do about it. And if you don't do anything about it, you will be caught up in the topic, and you will fully reflect the image of Lucifer. Not at all. Remember, when this movement started here in America, that they called themselves the Puritans, and what did they do? They told the, we do it at Thanksgiving, they told the Indians, yes, we are the people of God, yes, and we, the Indians, were more God-like than they were, than the Europeans, and they helped them to survive through the winter, and their gift to them was to enslave them and put them on concentration camps called reservations, and then wipe them out. So in the name of Jesus. So tell me what this is. This is what we know. Okay? And then at the same time, they said that they're coming to Africa to save the black man. And they go over there and they enslave us and enslave us in the worst slavery they've ever watched upon the planet Earth. We were not even human, according to them. And we're still fighting that. And for the last 400 years, we are killing ourselves. We have become the clan within ourselves. Because we are hating ourselves, because we read earlier, they hate us, and they don't even know why they hate us. We hate ourselves, we don't even know why we hate ourselves, because we're the people of power. And through miseducation and propaganda by the authorized sanctioned scholars of the schools, the universities, the churches, and the media have all joined together. That's the woman, the church, writing the beast. The government, the organization, university, church. That's why we have authorized sanctioned scholars, that's why we have accredited schools, they're all to perpetuate this one theory. So that's why you have to understand that you must come out of her. We must come out of her, my people. That you be now partaking of her sins, for her sins are reason to heaven, and now we will want her double, even as she has rewarded you. That's where we find ourselves. Be not deceived. And Yahweh, please help you see. Like I said, if you want to give some of this information that's in the book, go to www.peopleofcolor.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolor.com. So I pray that when we come back, we're going to talk about come out of her, my people. Now, do you understand why you must come out? I pray that you understand now why you must come out of this fallen system. Babylon is fallen, become the habitations of devils, and the cage of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful word. That is what we're talking about. That's why Yahweh is calling you out, because you are either going to be transformed by the renewing of your mind by being held captive at the will of Satan, that is there, or that you will fill your mind and soul so that you can totally reproduce. Yahweh, you allow Yahweh to totally reproduce himself in it. Amen? All right now. This is the joint. I think this is what Yahweh has called us to. May Yahweh bless you, and may he keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you, and may he give you peace. Amen.